No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 22nd day of January 2019. I'm David Brown. Hope your Tuesday's going well. Thanks so much for spending a bit of it with us. Well, it's official. Texas is no longer the only place you'll find a certain buck-toothed beaver selling nuggets and gasoline. More on Bucky's southeastern invasion in the Texas Roundup. Something brewing under the Texas Capitol Dome right now. Texas, the only state in the nation where craft brewers aren't allowed to sell six packs or growlers or, frankly, anything else you can drink to go, leaving potential customers and a growing craft beer industry out to dry. Houston's KTRK reporting the beer distributor lobby, which is interested in keeping the status quo, now getting quite a bit of pushback from craft brewers. Now more than 250 companies strong with its own lobbying push and several bills waiting to be heard in committees. Watch this space. But as you have likely heard by now, when it comes to priorities, the governor, lieutenant governor, and House Speaker all insist this will be the year of the teacher. And furthermore, they say they are all on the same page. But a bit of a shuffling act on the Senate side's raising some eyebrows and some new questions. Jay Leeson hosts the Other Side of Texas radio show, a West Texas current events program. He's based in Lubbock. Jay, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Midland Reporter Telegram among the papers in West Texas saying something along the lines of State Senator Kel Seliger deserved better than what he got when Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick handed out his committee assignments last week. What happened to Senator Seliger?
Well, Seliger is the second-ranking Republican in the Texas Senate, and he was the chair of higher education and has been for some time, was on finance. And when the new committee assignments came out, he was put at the chair of agriculture. That sounds good, but agriculture, of course, is federally driven, and there's not a lot you can do with it on the state level. So a pretty good downgrade for Kel Seliger.
So why exactly this shakeup?
Seliger says it's because he voted against two of the lieutenant governor's 30 priorities last session. He voted against his voucher package and voted against the tax caps on municipalities and counties. Seliger believes that this is the lieutenant governor making an example out of a Republican.
Now, let me ask something about this, because that's obviously a plausible, I suppose, a plausible enough explanation. But one also wonders, if you're talking about having the lieutenant governor and the governor and the new House Speaker all on the same page when it comes to the session of the teacher, do you think that the lieutenant governor might have thought that Kel Seliger wasn't going to be playing ball, or is there something more to this story?
I think that he knows that Seliger is going to go his own way, just like Seliger has always done. And this was the lieutenant governor's way to get back at him for what happened last session. And for those who follow Seliger, he's rightly upset about what's going on, and has said as much to me in an extended interview. The lieutenant governor's spokesperson, Sherry Sylvester, said to a Texas Tribune reporter, if Seliger is upset about his committees, then he needs to tell the lieutenant governor, and lieutenant governor will find somebody else to head agriculture. To which Seliger said to me, I didn't say anything of the sort. That statement's disingenuous, and I have a recommendation for Ms. Sylvester's lips in my back end.
Whoa. Is this conflict, I mean, it sounds like a lot of it's personality driven. How much of it's policy?
Well, I think it is. I think it's both. Seliger is an old guard Republican. He's not into Patrick-esque Republicanism, which comes down on the side of private education over public education. And he's always going to push that back. And he has to because of his district. You know, he serves 25 counties up in the panhandle. And then you go a county wide on the New Mexico line, and then it drops down into the basin.
Mm-hmm.
There are not private schools available for kids. And vouchers would be displaced. That'd be money displaced out of public education. So he's going to vote his district when it comes to those things. And, you know,
so it sounds like what you're suggesting is that perhaps this might reveal something about the way that the lieutenant governor is thinking about his approach to education during this session.
Education and local control. You know, the lieutenant governor has to weigh on this as well, because the lieutenant governor needs votes from time to time, and Seliger can be the 19th vote to get something to the floor, or he can be the 13th and block it.
So let me ask the question in another way. You know, the lieutenant governor, the House Speaker, the governor, all say they're on the same page. Do you think this suggests that maybe the lieutenant governor is thinking of a more socially conservative, or perhaps a more hard right conservative approach to education in this session?
I think that Seliger shows how they aren't on the same page, how the House is going to go a different direction with Republicans who want local control and Republicans who are going to stand against vouchers. And they may say that they're all on the same page, and generally they are. We're far away from where we were in the 85th legislature talking about bathroom bills. But there are nuances in this policy, and Seliger certainly demonstrates that nuance.
Jay Leeson is the host of the Other Side of Texas radio show, which is based in Lubbock. Jay, thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate you, David. Anytime.